Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Incompetent Nerds with your host, Tank.
And Jay.
And today is take two. Jay, would you like to explain?
Yeah, I had on my Mac some updates that were supposed to be pushed out, and it crashed GarageBand last night, right when we're just about to finish.
Yep, so this is now take two. So let's go ahead and give you your dosage of sports, movies, technology, and gaming. So, Jay, go ahead and let's get a follow-up from last week's technology.
Yeah, so from last week, we're talking about Apple. I mentioned to Tank and everyone else that my son, we use an iPhone for his white noise machine. I went to go check the other night, and iPhone is an iPhone 3G. It's running iOS 4.2.1, which was released back in November of 2010. And it still runs pretty strong.
And that's amazing for a phone that old to still right? be running.
Yeah. Like I said, nice phone, a little small, but it still runs.
That was a real cool follow-up with the iPhone, Jay. But let's move on to sports. What's going on in the world of sports?
Last Monday, was it June 12th, the Warriors won the championship in Game 5.
A lot of memes came out, too.
Yeah, a lot. What's nice with the Warriors' win is that they set a record, but they almost went undefeated, ended up going 16-1 overall in the playoffs, and they won 15 games straight, which is unheard of for playoffs. Also, Kevin Durant, he won the MVP as well. And as everyone knows with Kevin Durant, and like, I don't know if you follow basketball, not like hardcore, but maybe just a little bit here and there.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So Kevin Durant was a free agent last year. He left Oklahoma City, OKC, and he went to the Warriors because everyone thought he was ring chasing, and looks like he did. So, you know, there's people out there saying that his ring is a little bit tainted because he cheated.
Just because he got on a better team?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because the Warriors were already a good team without him.
And how old is Kevin Durant?
Oh, God, I don't know. He's young, though. I don't know. We have to look that up.
I thought he was older, man.
He's not that old yet. I think he's close to 30. He might be like around 28 or something like that. I'm not sure.
And how long have you been playing for? He's been playing for a while, right?
Yeah, I think a few years.
Yeah, I would change teams too just to get a damn ring.
Yeah, but still, it's cheating though, right?
No.
Come on, like Jordan, people would get pissed off if Jordan left the Bulls because, you know, if he keeps saying, I'm going to win a championship for Chicago, but I can't. I need to cheat and go somewhere and do it.
Hey, but the Bulls paid him hella money though.
Yeah, that's true. So that's going on with NBA. NHL, I'm not sure if you follow that as well, but the Penguins won the Stanley Cup. They went as back-to-back champs. One of the first teams to do that since the Red Wings did in 97-98, which is about 20 years ago. So that hasn't happened in quite a while. They also have Sidney Crosby. He got his second straight MVP title, which is pretty good for him. Also for MLB, you have the Cubs. This week, John Madden put Rizzo as a leadoff hitter to try to spark up the lineup. And he did actually pretty good the first two games when he was a leadoff hitter. He went back-to-back home runs to lead the game off Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
So he almost got a record, too. If he got a home run, he would have had a third home run, I think, on Thursday, but they called it a foul ball. So he would have gotten, I think, the first person to hit three home runs.
Yeah.
As a leadoff guy, which is pretty cool. Also, got the White Sox. They're still in last place, but that's the White Sox. And also, one other item for the Cubs is, I don't know if you heard this, Wrigley is selling ivy leaves from the 2016 season for $200 with $15 shipping as well. So I don't know if you got the money, if you're going to order some ivy leaves from last year for yourself.
Wait, so they're selling, how many do you get in a box?
10.
So you get 10 leaves in a box.
Yep.
And they're selling them for $200.
Yeah.
Please tell me this money's actually going to charity.
I don't think it is. Not that I heard of.
Dude, that is the most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah, and you know people are going to buy it.
And their tickets are ridiculous already.
Yep.
So why man, a lot of Cubs fans, especially the diehard fans, will definitely probably get this.
Yeah, I can see that. It's because, I mean, in NHL, the Blackhawks sold ice water from one of their championship seasons.
Was it the rink?
Yep.
Wow.
And people were buying it. I forgot how much it was, but I think it was at least over $100 to get that ice water.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
And, you know, who knows if it's real ice water? It could have been water from a fountain or something.
Yeah.
So that's something crazy for MLB. Also, one other thing, there was a quick research about juiced baseballs. You know, you keep hearing about juiced players, but looks like MLB in the second half of 2015, they changed the baseballs a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Because they noticed that there was a spike in home runs from the first half of 2015 compared to the second half of 2015.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a pretty good read out there. I don't know how I can post the link for that. Maybe in the description of the podcast, but
most likely we'll post that link in the description of the podcast. Yeah.
So there's two guys, one guy from The Ringer and also another guy from 538. They did a study last year, and one of the guys continued it this year just to see if anything changed. And they went through some extensive research with the balls, noticed that some of the balls, I think what they call it is the core.
Yeah.
The core of the ball. So I guess it's a higher core, which means the ball will fly faster and also farther when it's hit. So they noticed that, and MLB was saying that they didn't change anything with the balls at all. But with the research that they did, and something, you know, some sports fans would like to read, it's pretty interesting to see.
Yeah.
But, you know, it also comes down to players are also getting better.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know why they would alter the ball.
Most likely for entertainment value, because many spectators that go in for the game, and especially baseball, could be kind of boring at times.
Yeah.
But as soon as your team starts, like, hitting home runs or, you know, just making these nice plays, it kicks up the entertainment value.
Oh, it does. You're like, you know, if you get, like, multiple home runs in the game, fireworks blowing off, you know, at your home stadium.
Definitely kicks up entertainment value. And it, with this, could probably even help, like, the lower-end teams.
Oh, yeah.
Kick up their fan base, get them going more.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And that is it with sports. All right. And now we'll talk a little bit about movies. Nothing really big coming out yet, but we did see during the finals the Black Panther trailer.
I didn't watch the finals, but I did. You actually texted me too if I saw the Black Panther trailer.
Yeah.
And I did later that night after you texted me. And oh my God, dude.
It was good.
That movie looks amazing. The design, the fashion, everything that they're going with the movie, I just love it. The entire movie is most likely going to take place in Africa.
Right, that's what it looks like.
The villain is most likely going to be Claw and several other people.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is going to be somewhat of an origin, yet like a sequel to Civil War.
Oh, so they're going to sort of continue on with that?
They're not going to continue on with like Civil War, but just his story, like what came after that.
Right.
And then also have glimpses of his past, of him, of T'Challa becoming the Black Panther.
Right.
Because the mantle was taken down from king to king. So when his father was killed, his father was actually should have been the Black Panther. Once the king dies, the next king becomes the Black Panther.
Right. And that's what happened in Civil War, right? When his dad died or something?
His father was killed. Yeah. Bucky was framed, and oh, spoiler alert, if nobody hasn't seen Civil War yet.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
It came out a few years, so hopefully everyone watched it already. But yeah, no, I think it's going to be good. I don't follow Black Panther. The only time I've seen him was in Civil War, but yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to be an interesting movie. It looks really good.
I used to, when I was a kid, I didn't read much of comic books. But I did watch a lot of the animated series of, like, Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
And, of course, Black Panther was in some of the Marvel cartoons.
Yeah, because the ones that I saw, I've never seen him before. So, it was, but I don't know, he looks like a cool character to me.
Yeah, he's a great character. And I really feel like Marvel did right by him. They did him really, really good.
Oh, what do you mean, like, the character or?
The character, they had, for me, they got the right actor.
Right.
They have the right production crew to do the movie, which a lot of them are African-American or African, just to give it that more authentic, give it more of that authentic feel in that movie.
Right. Also, Transformers 5 is coming out.
Nope.
I think next week.
No.
Come on, I'm going to watch it.
No. Negative, Ghost Rider. I will not be watching Transformers 5. The last Transformers movie I watched and enjoyed was Transformer 1. 2, 3 was just, was bad. Yeah. 4, I didn't even watch it. I did not watch 4. And I did like the Dinobots and Grimlock was in there, but no, I'm not going to watch 4 because there's no story in there. And it's just all explosions and freaking testosterone.
Yeah, I mean, there was no story since the first Transformers, but you got to watch it for Optimus Prime, man.
Nah, I'm good.
All right, well, I'll give you a review of it when I watch it.
you can give us the review. I will be expecting the J review, 0 out of 5 stars.
It probably will be. Yeah, you'll be surprised if I give it 1 star.
Yeah. Very surprised.
Yeah, and that's it for movies.
All right, yeah, nothing really major coming out in June.
No, nothing, just July, right? Spider-Man.
Spider-Man will be coming out in July. Definitely be giving a review on that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now is my favorite part of the podcast. We are going into gaming, and we will be discussing the games that caught our attention at the E3 2017 that happened in Los Angeles this past week. Before we get into our games, Jay, did you ever watch E3 before?
No, never did.
How was it just checking out some of the games or watching some of the press events?
I thought it was pretty good. You know, I'm not expecting anything because I've never seen anything like that before. But I liked some of the demos that I saw, some of the console, all one console, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was good, though.
Yeah, it was overall was a good convention and something that we will have to actually go to because it's even better while there.
Right.
And since they opened their doors to the public, it's going to be even a better experience. So the games that caught my attention, I'll just go in order from when the press events happened and also some of the games that were announced on the side that caught my attention. But for EA, the games that caught my attention were Need for Speed Payback, A Way Out, Star Wars Battlefront 2, and Anthem. Those were the 4 games that caught my attention for EA. What about you, Jay? What caught your attention for EA?
EA, you know me, it's just the sports game.
Let me guess. Madden and...
Yep. NBA.
Yep.
NBA, and then also Star Wars did as well, too, though.
Oh, yeah. For Madden and NBA, it's pretty cool how in Madden they're giving us story mode.
Right.
And I'm guessing EA wants to appeal to all gamers, especially somebody like me who don't play sports games and really doesn't feel the need to because it's like it's boring and redundant. They come out with the same one every year. But I think the story modes would try to like grab more people in just to play their games.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because with NBA Live, they're going to have the story mode, but it's going to be also with streetball story mode. So got a lot of streetballers out there. You know, it could cater to them.
Yeah, I could definitely see my brother picking up these games as well, and most likely going through the whole story mode.
Yeah, I think I tried that. I forget what game it was, but I tried a story mode before. It just didn't keep my interest. But that was a long time ago, though.
Yeah. So with Need for Speed Payback, this game is more like they're trying to make it to make it feel like the Fast and the Furious, where you're literally like a thief, stealing cars, money, whatever, ramming cars over. That whole action from Fast and the Furious will be in this game.
Yeah.
And I just want to make a shout out. I was a Need for Speed. I just want to make a shout out to my brother because me and him were huge Need for Speed fans back in the Underground era. Back when it was Need for Speed Underground 1 and 2. Those were very great games.
Was that like 2 years ago?
No, man, that was PlayStation 2 days.
Oh, wow.
What game was it? What year was it? It was early 2000s. I want to say 2001, 2002. When did the second Fast and the Furious movie come out?
Oh, man, that's... Because you're on 7, right? Oh, 8 right now. So, man, I don't know.
I think that was around the same time. Because me and my brothers were fans of that movie, and
yeah,
we still watch it till this day because it's one of our favorite. It's basically one of my favorite Fast and the Furious movies out of the whole series. And me and him used to build our cars up from the ground up and just race each other, either doing a circuit or a drag race, and see who had the best car.
Yeah. Was it Need for Speed Underground?
Yep.
It said 2003.
2003?
Ooh. Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
You're old.
Man, tell me about it. Then A Way Out looks like a very good game. It's a co-op game. And it has like a lot of funny moments, but it is, you play these two guys that are in prison. You break out and you just go on these adventures and trying to like dodge the cops and everything. It looks pretty good. And I want to say the way it plays and looks, it could be a movie.
Right.
And this game really takes place, I want to say like late 70s, early 80s. Like, it has that feel to it.
It's interesting. Is it sort of based off of like Prison Break or something?
Somewhat. It's
like how they try to break out of prison.
Yeah, they definitely, showing off in the gameplay trailer, it looks like prison is act one. But okay. Most of the game takes place, like, once you guys break out. And you're just trying to, like, duck and dodge these cops. And maybe, I have a feeling, there's a mafia. So there's a part where you're probably, like, trying to hide from them as well.
Yeah.
That's just the feeling I got.
This game's for all consoles, right? Or just one?
I believe it's for all consoles.
Okay.
EA tends to be making a lot of games.
Right.
For all consoles.
The way it should be.
Yep. Yeah. Depends. Then Star Wars Battlefront 2. That one really caught my attention.
Oh, yeah. Especially the demo that they had.
It was a very beautiful demo. The game looks amazing. I really do love that you could play in all eras. So prequel trilogy, original trilogy, and the sequel trilogy.
Right.
This is going to be pretty amazing. And they announced free DLC, which I feel like that's the way they should go.
Yeah, and DLC, downloadable content, right?
Yeah, there's downloadable content.
Well, they should. I mean, you're paying, you know, a lot of money already. Keep it free.
$60 a game, and I really hate how when you buy a game and they try to sell you a season pass or try to sell you some other stuff, like for $5, $10, $15, $20, $30, $50, $60, it's like I'm paying for a whole new game.
Yeah.
Like, this is ridiculous.
They should keep it free. I don't get why they would charge. I mean, I know they got to make money, but I mean, come on.
The thing is, I see where Overwatch is a very good game, and they release free DLC every so often. So that's new characters, new skins for the characters, new voiceovers and emotes.
Emotes?
They're like they do like little poses or dances. It's pretty cool. And they don't charge a damn thing for that.
Yeah.
They come in cases. These little things come in cases. And what they did was they did a microtransaction instead. So you could either play the game and get lucky and get one of these things, or get a case, or pay like $200 to $100 to buy these cases just to get a greater chance of getting the stuff you want.
Yeah.
And I really like that strategy, because for some folks, it's like, damn it, I really want to get that. Let me just take my chance. Where for other folks, it's like, no, I'm going to play the game and unlock it the way I want to unlock it.
Right.
And I feel like that's a good business strategy, because you're not forcing players to buy stuff, but you're just giving them the option to purchase things.
Right. Yeah, if they want to or not.
Exactly. Next will be Anthem. That game looks amazing. I don't know if you saw the trailer to that one.
Yeah, that one I did not.
When you get a chance, Jay, you're going to have to check out that trailer. It's an RPG role-playing game. It's futuristic. They're in exosuits. A lot of action, a lot of exploration, because it's the whole open world. And one of the things that caught my attention was you could fly in this game. And it's pretty amazing that you can fly and there's no gauge on flying. Like, there's not a limit.
So it's like unlimited, whatever, like rocket fuel or something like that?
Yeah, but I feel like it's more like you flying from one area to another. Because from the demo, it shows that you can't fight in the air. Only when you're on ground. But just having that feature of just if you're getting your ass handed to you and you need to get the hell out of there, at least you can fly out and be fine. And to me, that was a really great feature, and that got me all excited.
And this game is new, right? It's not like a sequel.
Brand new game, and its developer, and this was, it is developed by what's that company? BioWare.
Okay.
These are the same people who did Mass Effect. Next up is Microsoft's, and you know, some of the things that caught my attention was just State of Decay 2 and Sea of Thieves. And Cuphead. So Microsoft did announce their console.
Yep.
And it's called the Xbox One X. Greatest name ever.
Yeah, it is. They should have kept that Scorpio name somehow.
Scorpio or not. It was just dumb how they just... I don't know. I just don't like the name Xbox One X because it's an acronym. If you look at it, like Xbox, XB, One, O, X. X.
The Xbox. Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the acronym. It's so dumb, but it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, they probably didn't want to spend too much time on the name.
No, so they just went with Xbox One X, which was just, ugh. But they did announce the backwards compatibility, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
A bunch of games, and you can play it in that 4K.
And the backwards compatibility with original Xbox games, too, which is good.
Yep, yep.
So you got tons of games.
Oh, yeah. They had I want to say they had like over 40 games, right? That they showed 50. Off?
I think 50, their total of 53, I think they had.
Wow. They did show off a lot of videos, and that's one thing I liked about this press event, which was announcements, then videos to the games. Yeah. It was just games, 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 games. Some announcements, games, 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 games.
Well, I mean, that's how it should be. You know, you introduce your console, go through the whole spiel, and then you show all the games because that's what people are, at least for me, you know, people are more interested in what games they have available for it.
I agree. For me being a gamer, when I watch these events, I don't care about the numbers or
right.
how many things were sold or who now has access to this console and all this other stuff. Tell you the truth, I really don't care for that. What I care for is the games.
Right.
What games will I be purchasing for my system?
Yeah.
Are they good? Do they look great? Does it, you know, is it hype enough to get it? Like, are my friends going to get it? Like, things like that. I just want to get the games.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I fell out of gaming. At that time, you know, there wasn't that many good games, and the friends, or like my friends, they stopped playing as well.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, forget it. I'm not going to play anymore because there's no good content out there.
Yeah. Any games that stood out to you for the Xbox?
No, just Madden.
Still with the sports.
Still with the sports, that's it.
So, do you even have a console at home?
I do have the 360 still with the Kinect.
This man needs to get an upgrade.
Yeah, it's just, I'll never play it.
Yeah.
I will never play the thing. I don't know. Well, I'm looking for that game that will get me back in there. Yeah.
Well, maybe one of the games I have on my list could probably pull you in. State of Decay 2 is a zombie game. You know, just shoot zombies.
Yeah.
But one of the cool things that got me was you actually could build a community. Like, you and your crew. Like, you could build a fort, hold it down, get materials. Like, build an actual community, but still fight off the zombie horde, which was pretty cool to me. It looked pretty fun.
So it's like Walking Dead kind
pretty
of game?
Much, yeah. Pretty much similar to The Walking Dead, but, you know, you have a health bar. Instead of getting bit once here, you got to get bitten several times.
You can get some power-ups to heal yourself.
Get a syringe. Like, this is the cure. Take it.
There you go.
The next game, Cuphead. I think this will be a game that you might enjoy, Jay. You ever played Contra?
Yes. Love that game.
Well, Cuphead might be the game for you. It's a Xbox-only game. It literally has, like, that 1930s, 1940s cartoon animation.
Yeah.
Like, Felix the Cat or Betty Boo or...
Yeah, like the old-school ones.
That very, very old-school. But instead of it being in black and white, it's in color. And it looks amazing.
And it's actually, like, about a cup?
The player literally has a cup head. But what's pretty cool about the game is... the fact that you can't tell if, you can't tell the difference between a cartoon and that.
Yeah.
Like, they did this game so well that it literally looks like a cartoon. Like, I kid you not, Jay, if you get this game and you play it in front of your kids, you're going to think they're watching a cartoon.
Like, what are you watching? I'm like, I'm not. I'm playing something.
And I could hear their responses like, no, you're watching a cartoon.
Yeah, I'm actually looking it up right now. And yeah, it looks like you said, like an old Betty Boop, Felix the Cat kind of cartoon. It actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. And just the way it plays, like, it just looks like a cartoon. And I could see this game tricking a lot of kids. Well, mostly tricking a lot of parents getting it for the kids just because it looks like a cartoon.
And then you notice all the violence, if there's violence in
there. Yeah, there's nothing. At least I don't think there's any blood or guts or anything. But it looks pretty good. Another good game that caught my attention and just overall shocking was Sea of Thieves. The developer of this game was Rare, the same people that used to do Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong, Killer Instinct, Conker's Bad Fur Day, 007, off like the 64 era.
Oh yeah,
this is the same people that did those games are making Sea of Thieves, and this game looks like it's gonna be a lot of fun.
It's pirates, right?
Yep, it's all pirates. You're literally gonna need a crew because everybody needs to man something. There's also environmental dangers, so like wildlife and everything you got to watch out for, sharks or land creatures as well, depending what they're going to throw in there.
Yeah.
All they showed off was in the trailer was a shark in the water, and that was it. But it's pretty cool how you could find different areas, because this one's also an open world, and you could find like sunken ships and steal, just take some booty. Or take some chess.
Chest and booty.
Chest and booty. All day.
That's all you need.
But this game looks pretty amazing. And the way they did the trailer, I enjoyed it. It made me laugh. Like, if I was to get an Xbox One X, it would literally be for just this game and this game only.
I have to check out that demo.
Yeah, to me, it looks just fun. Next is Bethesda. And nothing really caught my attention. It was a very boring conference. Nothing new. I was expecting another Elder Scrolls game, and nothing. So I fell asleep watching the conference. I was watching it late night on my phone, and I crashed.
At least it put you to sleep fast.
This is true. Next up is Ubisoft with their Assassin's Creed Origins and South Park The Fractured Butthole.
Butthole?
Well, with a South Park, you get the humor you're going to want.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for this game because this game was announced 2 years ago. And it was supposed to be released last year. They kept pushing it back. And we finally got a release date in October 17th. So I'll definitely be getting this game. And if you pre-order it, you actually get the first game, South Park The Stick of Truth. Which was for the last gens, but it's been remastered for the current gens.
So you get two games.
Oh, you get two games for the price of one. So
yeah,
I'm definitely on board with that. Plus, I already pre-ordered this one to get the remastered one.
Oh, nice.
And what I love about this game is that it looks like a South Park cartoon.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now, and yeah, it looks like you're watching
you're looking like you're watching an
Comedy
episode.
Central or whatever South Park is on. Yeah,
it's on Comedy Central, I believe, still. And yeah. It looks like the TV show. You still get the humor. Cartman's still an asshole. And it's just like, yes. I haven't watched South Park since I was a kid. And oh my God.
It's been a while for me since I watched it.
Assassin's Creed Origins. This is their latest Assassin's Creed game since Assassin's Creed Syndicate. This Assassin's Creed takes place actually in Egypt in 49 BC. So we are going way, way back.
Way back in time?
Way back in time. Because the last Assassin's Creed game took us to 1800s, I want to say, of 1800s England.
Yeah.
Well, 1800s London. Where now this one's taking us 49 BC Egypt. So this is going to be pretty amazing. It's also the origins of the Assassin's Guild from the Assassin's Creed games. It looks stunning, the graphics, the detailing, everything. And I can't wait for this one. This one's also dropping this year as well on October 27.
Coming. A lot of games coming soon.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them. I think they're really trying to push a lot of these games out for the end of this year.
Yeah.
Just because they're just trying to get out there. And a lot of them are going to be fall and holiday season. Be happy your kids are not older asking for video games.
I know.
Broke.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that if they get older to start asking for this.
Oh, they're going to be asking for the Xbox One X 2.
It'd be like $1,000.
Oh, man. Hope not. Next up is Sony. So, Jay, anything from Sony?
Yep. You know which one? Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Wow. Yeah, there you go. I was about to say, please tell me you used to watch the cartoon.
Yes, cartoon. I even watched the, I don't know if you're, it might be old enough, but the live action Spider-Man where he would shoot his rope. Did you ever see that one?
Oh my God. No, I seen just on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh my God. Those were corny. So corny, but it's Spider-Man. What are you going to do?
Yeah. They had to do what they can.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, that trailer, that was something else. That trailer looked like, you know, you're watching an actual movie.
Yeah.
You know, they showed the gameplay in that trailer as well, and it looked really smooth.
Yeah, and it's playing on the PS4 Pro and how well it looks.
Right.
It's coming out next year?
I think they said, yeah, 2018. And the only thing is, you know, it's a PS4 exclusive.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, Xbox fans, they're not going to get it.
Well, folks with Xbox Ones, you know, just with only Xbox consoles. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And it sucks for them because it's like, damn. And it is a pretty good looking game.
If I had a PS4, that would be the game that would be on my radar.
Yeah. What else? Days Gone. That looks like a pretty good game. Another zombie game we're getting. But I do like how in this game, it's a... you could use your environment, you could use the zombies, or you can even use other, like, enemy combatants or enemy opponents just to work your way around to certain situations.
Yeah. So pretty much you can use, like, everything around you then.
Oh, yeah, like, in the gameplay trailer, how they had the character literally fix a trap, throw a rock... guy randomly walked over there, stepped in the bear trap, and everybody comes running just to see what the hell happens, open up a pathway. When I saw that, I'm like, that's pretty freaking amazing how they have that that awareness in there.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that how he blew up a wall to let the zombies in, that was pretty cool. Now, you don't have to fight the zombies. It's like you could fight them or use them to your advantage.
Right.
And also, it seems like not just humans are affected, animal life as well. Because you seen that? Did you see the trailer?
No.
There was a zombified bear. If you thought bears were scary, can you imagine a zombie bear?
Zombie bear, yeah.
That's 10 times worse. Oh, man, that's just crazy. But it looks like this game's going to be pretty good. What else? Detroit Become Human. It's like that game looks pretty good as well. Like, I like the graphics. And it's more of a storytelling game, and it's like a choose-your-own-adventure.
What do you mean, choose-your-own-adventure?
So while you're playing the game, you're gonna be given choices of what to do. So it's going to be like watching a movie, but you get to choose what you want the character to do.
Right,
so
right.
So if you're walking down the hallway, and it gives you the option to turn left or right, it'll change certain outcomes. Or to kill or not to kill, or to speak or not to speak, or to say certain things. No matter what, each action has a reaction.
Yeah.
And it will literally change the end of the story. You'll literally have a different ending, no matter right. what.
So you get multiple endings.
Oh, yeah. This is the same developer that created Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls. But their most recent game was Until Dawn. And that was a horror game. And it had the same thing where... it was like a bunch of teenagers. It was 12 teenagers in a cabin. Bro, it's like your typical horror slasher film. And you get to choose on what you want them to do. Like, you want the girl to hide under the bed. You want her to run across. And there's like certain commands where if you press it in the right time, the girl wouldn't trip. But if you missed it, she would trip like traditional horror. And it's pretty cool. Like, you could fight back or just run away. And I feel like Detroit Become Human will be the same.
Yeah.
Like, it won't be that horror game, but it's going to have something. It's going to have a really great story behind it. What else? Uncharted. They announced a new Uncharted game. This one takes place in India. And you have a new character. It's no longer Drake. It is Chloe from Uncharted 2 with Nadine from Uncharted 4. Fans will recognize both, you know, for the hardcore fans, they'll recognize both characters. But for those who just got into the series, they will recognize just Nadine in this game.
So those two characters, you say one was new and one was from another game?
Yep. Chloe, who's the main character, she actually appeared in the second game, in the second Uncharted series.
Yeah.
And then Nadine came in the last game, which was Uncharted 4. Next up and last on my list is none other than God of War. Jay, did you ever play any of the God of War games?
No, just the first original one.
Just the first original one? Oh, that's good enough for me. This one looks amazing just because of the whole Norse mythology now. So we should start seeing the likes of Odin, Thor, Loki, Hel, all these other like gods and also mythical creatures as well. But they showed off the, what was it called? The Great World Serpent. Like, this was a huge, like, water creature.
Yeah.
And watching it, I'm like, I was like, snap. Is Kratos going to fight this thing? Because this sucker is huge. And playing any of the previous God of War games, Kratos is not a punk. He don't care how tall and powerful you are or anything like that. If you give him a chance, he will bury his weapons deep inside of your head.
And that's the main character, right?
Yep, Kratos.
Yeah.
The God of War. But that was it for me and Sony. It was Sony was pretty good.
I can hear from your voice that you are very excited.
Yeah, I am. For Nintendo, which was the last one. And it was pretty cool too, because they made some announcements in their treehouse, which was after their spotlight. So for the Nintendo Spotlight, we got to look more in depth with Super Mario Odyssey, which looks amazing.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Oh, it to me it feels like Mario 64 has that whole open world type, you know, moving around. Like looks really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, I liked how the gameplay looks, and also how you can, use his hat or something, Cappy, whatever they call it.
You could use his hat to do, like, certain stunts, like, as a weapon or as a jumping obstacle. Like, you could use it to jump on things to go farther while platforming.
But and you could take cool over. Feature,
oh, yeah.
Never mind.
The cool feature is that you could possess other creatures or objects.
Yeah, when I saw that in the demo, I was like, oh, that is awesome.
And the coolest thing to me and the most, like, it was cute. But also cool was the fact that everything he possessed got a mustache.
You know what? I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice that?
No, but he had a hat, though.
You see the hat on, but they got a mustache. Like, when he possessed the T-Rex has the little cap on his head, but also a small mustache.
Yeah, because when I saw that, I saw the cap on his head. When he turned it, or when he possessed... the bullet.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. Yeah, like, I saw the hat, but I didn't see the mustache, though.
Yeah, the mustache is on there. Like, if you rewatch the game and you see him possess certain creatures or objects, they grow a mustache, and it's hilarious.
I like that. And then the one part I liked, too, in that demo was, I forget where he was, but it turned into the old-school Nintendo Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah, he was, like, on the...
Like some tower or something, I think it was.
Yeah, he was on a tower, and you just see him like form into the wall. It was like walking through there.
Yeah, and I was like, that's cool because it's the old school Mario Brothers.
What else did they show off? They showed off a new Yoshi and Kirby game as well.
Yeah, Kirby. He's been around for too long.
But this Kirby looks pretty fun. I never played a Kirby game before, and if I do, this will be it. And what I like about it, it's going back to his roots.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for like somebody like me who's just going to get into Kirby, who's just starting getting into Kirby. What else was announced from Nintendo?
Oh, they got that Rocket League.
Yeah, a lot of fans were asking for Rocket League to be on the Switch, and It's coming.
They got it, yeah.
And dropping holiday season this year, too.
Yeah. I had to look at that. I was like, what's Rocket League? And I was like, was it a Battle Cars soccer or something like that?
Just think of that motor derby.
Yeah.
With a soccer ball. It's fun.
Yeah, I was watching the demos on that. I was like, it looks interesting, too.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty fun game. You could get it for PC or you won't be able to get it for your 360. But you'll be able to get it for PC or if you ever plan on buying a new console.
Xbox One X. You could definitely
get it there as well.
Yeah, and the one thing that they're saying, too, is that it'll be cross-platform console. For PS4, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of crap going on with the PS4.
Yeah, I don't know why they won't join in on that.
Yeah, but their excuse is they're trying to protect the children.
Oh my God! But in reality,
I have no idea what's going on. Is they're just coming up with the dumbest excuse? Another game that they showed off, which was during the Nintendo Treehouse, was Metroid: Samus Returns.
Yeah, for the Metroid.
3DS. And this game looks amazing. It's a remake of Metroid Samus Returns for the Game Boy, which came out, I think, same time as Kirby, 91, 92, or 93.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It was very, very, it's a very, very old game. And they're remaking it, and they added new features. They were praising it for the 3D effect because it gives the background a much more depth look into it.
Yeah.
So it looks even better with the 3D turn on. So I was like, I'm definitely will be getting this game because I'm a Metroid fan. I really do love the series, but this is the game I've been waiting for a while.
Yeah, I was reading it. A lot of people have been looking for that too.
They've been looking for a 2D Metroid game, and they brought it. Even though it's fully rendered in 3D, it's 2D. Like, yeah. It has that side scrolling and an action and everything. Looks fun.
And then also with Metroid, they also said that the Switch will get one, but it's in development for, what is it, Metroid Prime 4?
Metroid Prime 4.
Yep, but there's no ETA when it's going to be released.
They could take one or two more years. Jay, you don't have no idea how excited I am for this game.
Yeah, one or two years could be like, we're going to scrap it.
No, they can't. They can't scrap it. But other than that, that is it for our opinions and the games about E3.
All right. So we made it without taking a take three.
Nah, yeah, we did. this is great news for our fans, you know.
Right?
They get to hear us, you know, more and more often now.
Yeah. And I gotta say congrats, we made it to episode 2.
Yeah, congratulations. You know? Let's keep this momentum going. Get on to episode 10, 20, 30, yeah. 50, and 100. Let's get the incompetent nerd's name out there. Ain't that right, fans?
And I just want to say we do have some social media. We have an Instagram account. It's incompetent_nerds if you want to check us out, or you can direct message us as well.
Yep, slide into the DM. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Incompetent Nerds. I'm your host, Tank, with
Jay.
And we are out.